What about a person who has a lot of money but likes to hang on to it? He's just a
tightwad.
Okay. I said this about a person. So-and-so is just as common as he can be. What would that mean to you?
That means that he would be able to communicate with people or get along with people on all levels.
Okay, so there's nothing bad about... What if I said she's a very common girl?
Well, that means that there's no flowery frills and these kinds of things about her. She's just down there, friendly and whatever.
Okay. All right. What about an older person, maybe in his 90s, who's still able to get around, maybe cook for himself? You might say, well, I don't care how old he is, he's still awfully...
agile.
This word, if the children are out later than usual, the wife might be getting a little upset. She might say, well, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little...
A word?
Or...
uneasy?
Okay. Or talking to a child who doesn't want to go upstairs in the dark, you say he's of the dark.
He's afraid of the dark.
Okay. And this phrase, she's not afraid now, but she...
was afraid.
Are you...
to be afraid?
Okay, whole thing.
She used to be afraid of the dark.
Okay. What about the negative of that? You might say, well, I don't understand why she's afraid now, because
she wasn't afraid.
Okay, how would you use used to be if you had to in that context?
She used to be, she hadn't.
Okay. I don't understand why she's afraid now. She
used to didn't be afraid.
Okay, that's what I had in mind. A person who leaves a lot of money out lying around with the doors unlocked, you say, boy, he's awfully...
risky.
Or...
trusty.
Okay, you wouldn't say he was careful with his money, you'd say
he was careless.
Right, okay. Now, if I had an aunt who, I might say, well, there's nothing really wrong with her, it's just every now and then she acts a little...
weird.
Anything else?
Off.
Okay. Would you ever say something like, there's nothing wrong with Aunt So-and-so, she just every now and then acts a little queer?
Yeah, well, I guess that...
You could conceivably use like
that? Yes, I could conceivably use it.
You would say she acts...
she acts queer.
Right. Now, what about the meaning of that word? Would you say it's changed?
I think it has changed considerably. It could be now to denote somebody who either acts either feminine if it's a male, or someone who acts mannish if they're female.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Homosexual?
Yes.
Okay. What about somebody who makes up his mind about something, refuses to change it? You say he's awfully...
he's awfully hot-headed,
he's as something as a mew.
Oh, stubborn.
Okay. Okay. All right. Stubborn. And the word, the phrase that you just used, would you say that of somebody who, you know, you just can't joke with him without him losing his temper?
Oh, that's hot-headed.
A person like that, you might say, well, I was just joking with him. I didn't know he'd
get all fired up.
Okay. Or if somebody's about to lose his temper and you don't want him to, you might say, well, now just...
calm down.
Or
keep cool.
Okay. Take the word from the first one that you use and put it with keep, and you say, just keep...
keep down. Keep calm.
Right. Okay. That's what I say. The person who's been working all day long, at the end of the day, you say he's awfully...
tired.
All right, if he is, it's an extreme state of it. You say he's just
pooped.